Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the first chapter of Hilchos Isurei Bia, the laws of forbidden relationships. In this parak, the Rambam will detail the most basic obligations regarding women who are considered arayos, forbidden relationships that carry with them the punishment of kares, excision. Halacha Aleph. Habal achas mikol arayos hamuros betorah bemezid chayev kares. Shneamar ki kol asher yaseh mikol atoevos ha'ela v'nechorsu hanefashos v'gomer. Shneem Haboal Vanimelas. If somebody has relations with any women who are defined as an erva to him, one of the arayos, which are stated in the Torah, and he's done so willingly, knowing that this was wrong, then he is liable to receive excision. As the Pasuk says, any person that does one of these terrible abominations, they will have their souls cut off. This refers to both of them, as it is in the plural, the man and the woman. If they had done so inadvertently, not knowing that this was wrong, then they will only be liable to bring a set type of carbon chatas. By set, we mean one that doesn't fluctuate with regard to one's level of wealth. Now, some of these forbidden relationships also carry with them a potential capital punishment, depending on which one, aside from the punishment of kares, which is applicable to all of them. Halacha Beis. Osan ha'arayos sheyesh bahen misas beistin, im hayu sham edim v'hasra, v'lo parshu mima'aseyem, v'misin osan misa hamura bahen. For those specific types of arayos, which carry with them execution punishments, so in those circumstances, if there are witnesses who warn them, and they nonetheless don't desist from their action, in that case, we will execute them with the appropriate execution described by each one of them. Halacha Gimel. V'afilu haya over Talmud Chacham, ein umisin v'lo malakin ashtia sham hasra. Even if the person who was involved in that forbidden act was a Torah sage, somebody who presumably knew this was forbidden, nonetheless, we will not kill them, nor will we even administer lashes, until there was a warning first. Shalom ninna hasra b'chol makom elahavtin bein shogig l'mezit. Because fundamentally, the concept of issuing a warning first was made to distinguish between a person who does so on purpose versus somebody who does so inadvertently. Accordingly, we need a warning even for somebody who is a Torah scholar. Halacha Dalet. Harayos sheish behen misas beistin, mehanj misasim beskila, mehanj misasim besreifa, mehanj misasim bechenek. Of those arayos who will be executed for their sin, some of them receive execution through stoning, some of them through burning, and some of them through strangulation. The Rambam will now proceed to list each of them. These are the ones whose punishment is through stoning. Habal imo, bal eshes aviv, bal eshes bin no, v'hinian agres hakalaso, v'ashochev im zachar, v'ashochev im behema, v'isha mavias behema aleha. If somebody sleeps with his mother, the wife of his father, who might not be his mother, the wife of his son, who's referred to as his kala, his daughter-in-law, somebody who sleeps with another man, somebody who sleeps with an animal, or a woman who causes an animal to have relations with her. Halacha hei. Ve'elu hei arayos shemisasa misreifa. The following are those whose punishment will be with burning. Haba al bas ishto b'chai ishto, val bas bita, val bas bina, val em ishto, val em ima, val em avia, val baal bito, val bas bito, val bas bina. If somebody has relations with the daughter of his wife during his wife's lifetime, or on the daughter of her daughter, or the daughter of her son, or on the mother of his wife, or the mother of her mother, or on the mother of her father, or if someone has relations with his own daughter, or the daughter of his daughter, or the daughter of his son. Halacha Vav. Ein lecha erva b'chenek, el eishes ish bovat. The only type of forbidden relationship which will be punished through strangulation is if somebody commits adultery by sleeping with somebody else's wife. Shnei Maariv's Pasuk says, Mos yumas hanoef v'noafes, stam, because the Pasuk simply says with regards to them that the adulterer and the adulteress will surely be killed, and whenever it doesn't distinguish more than just saying they will be killed in the Torah, that default is strangulation, the lightest of the four types of capital punishment. If, however, she was the daughter of a Kohen, then she receives the punishment of burning. However, the one who had relations with her receives strangulation. Shneamar, as Pasuk says, Ubas ish kohen, kisichel is nos, ba'ish tisareif. The Pasuk explicitly says, with regards to the daughter of a kohen who commits adultery, that she shall be burned. V'im ha'isen nara, mo rasa, shnehem beskila. If, however, the girl who was married was not fully married. She was only married on the first stage, called Erisin, Kiddushin. Then both she and he will be killed through stoning. Sheamar's pasuk says, Ki tiyed na'ara besula, v'gomer, uskaltem osam b'avanim. When the girl will be a young girl who's a virgin who had been betrothed, then you shall stone them with stones. And whenever the Torah says, the Rambam now teaches us a general rule, that they shall surely be killed, their blood is upon them, then that means with stoning. Halacha Zayin. Shar harayos kulan bekaris bovad ve'en v'hamises beistin. With regards to any other one of the forbidden relationship listed as having counted as an erva, they are only going to receive kares, excision, and they will not be killed by the human courts. Lefikach im hayushav edim v'asra beistin malaknosan. Accordingly, if there were witnesses and a proper warning, so then the rabbinic court, the human court, will only administer lashes. Shekocha v'krisos loket. Because anybody who's liable for the heavenly punishment of excision, then on the human level can be punished with lashes. Halacha ches. Habal achas michai v'lavin b'mezid, hu loke v'hi. If one has relations with one of the women who are merely forbidden with a regular negative command, and he did so knowing that this was wrong, and she did so knowing this was wrong, both he and she will receive lashes. Vim b'shogeg, however, if it was done inadvertently, p'tur miklum, then they are exempt from having to bring anything, not even a carbon. V'abal achas me'ashnios b'mezid, makinos o makin maridus b'divrehem. If somebody has relations with a woman who is rabbinically forbidden, and he did so knowingly, so then he receives lashes of rebellion, which are rabbinic in nature. Avalabal achas mechavei aseh eino loke. If somebody has relations with a woman who he was prescribed from sleeping with merely because he's failed to live up to a positive command, then in that case he does not receive lashes. Then he goes on basin malchus mardus k'deil harchik min avera harshus piyadim. If basin feels that it's appropriate to try to prevent people from sinning in the future, to thereby administer rabbinic lashes in that case, they are allowed to do so. Halacha tes. Anas pater miklum min amalkus min akarban ve'ein tzarech lomar min amisa. Shneamar lanara lo sasa davar. If somebody was forced to have forbidden relations, then they are not liable for anything, not for receiving lashes, not to have to bring a karban, and certainly it goes without saying, not to be killed, as the pasuk says, and to the girl who was raped, you should not do anything. This is with regards to when the one who was raped was the passive victim, referring to a woman. However, with regards to a man who has forbidden relations, there is no concept of being onus, of being forced, because he can only have an erection with his desire, with his own will. V'isha shetchilas biasa ba'ones, v'sofa b'ratzon, p'tur miklum. Misha hischil livo bones ein biyada shlo tirza she yetzer ha'adam v'tivo kof osa lirtzos. With regards to a woman who is forced initially, but after she's begun to be forced, she consents, she's also not held accountable, because the nature of a person is that once they've been forced to have relations, it's beyond their control whether or not they wish for it to continue. Naturally, they will desire it because a person's nature is to enjoy relations, and therefore she's not held accountable for giving consent afterwards. Halacha Yud. Hamachnis rosh hatar bilvad hu anikra mara milashon es makora hera. If somebody merely sticks the tip of his male organ into the woman's body, so in that circumstance he's referred to as having done ha'ara, because the pasuk says that he has uncovered her source, literally, meaning to say that he has entered on the most basic level. If somebody inserts the entire male organ into the woman, then that's what we refer to as completion of having relations, even though he might not yet have ejaculated. With regards to all the different types of forbidden relationships, this is whether a person has only done that first stage or the full stage, whether he has ejaculated or whether he has not at all. In all of these cases, once he has entered into her body, even just the tip of his organ, in that situation, they are both liable, whether we are dealing with capital punishment or excision or lashes on a Torah or rabbinic level. Vechara Baal Erba Kedarka, Vechara Baal Ashlo Kedarka, Ishiaraba, Yishaibu Shnehem Misa, Okares, Omalkos, Omalkos Mardus, Bench Hayu Shofin, Bench Hayu Omdin, Alachnasas Atara Hu Chiyav. And this is also true with regards to whether or not he's had relations with her in the normal fashion from the front or in an abnormal fashion from the back. As soon as he has entered into her body, they've both become liable for the punishment respectively to the different circumstances for what it might be. This is true whether they were lying down, whether they were standing up. As soon as he's entered, then he is liable and she is liable. Halacha Yud Aleph. Kol haba bi'asura b'lo kishoy. In any circumstance where a man has forbidden relations, but he is not erect while having relations, rather, his organ was hanging loosely, just like the organ of a dead person or a sick person. Or like somebody who was born in this fashion, who generally cannot become erect. He is not going to be liable, even though he's inserted it with his own hand, not for lashes, not for excision, and certainly not for death. Because that is not considered an act of relations. Nonetheless, by having relations with a woman in such a fashion, though we don't define it as relations more broadly, it nonetheless disqualifies her from eating truma any longer, if she had been able to eat truma. And in such a case, Basin will go ahead and administer lashes on a rabbinic level to them for their act. If somebody had relations with one of the arayos without having been focused on doing this, it sort of happened without his intention, nonetheless, he is liable. The same thing is true as well if somebody had relations with a woman who was prohibited merely on a level of receiving lashes or only rabbinically. If somebody had relations with one of these women who he's forbidden with, but she is no longer alive, in that circumstance, he is not liable. It goes without saying that the same thing applies as well if she had only been prohibited with a negative command. If somebody had relations with a woman who was seemingly doomed to die, she had a mortal illness, or the same thing with an animal which was doomed to die, in that circumstance, he is liable. Because right now, they are alive, even though they are destined to die from this illness. Even if she had been wounded in such a fashion where the two pipes in one's neck, the esophagus and the windpipe, had already been slit and the person is just floundering from that, nonetheless, if somebody has relations with them in this rather gory case at that time, then they are liable for that act until they are actually dead or unless the head has been cut off. If the head is cut off, then they count as actually dead at that stage already. Halacha Yud Gimel. Kol ish asur me'elu, im haisa ba shalushanu v'yom echad v'mala, gadol haba le'a chay misa, okares, omalkos, v'hi p'tur miklum, elim kein haisa gedola. Any woman who is forbidden on one of these levels, if she was 3 years old in one day or older, then an adult who has relations with her is going to be liable the punishment that he would be liable for, but she is exempted from having to be punished with anything unless she herself was an adult. If she was less than 3 years old in one day, then she is not going to make him liable because this was not considered an act of relations. The same thing applies with a woman with regards to a boy who is considered a minor, which by a boy is 9 years old and one day is when he's an adult. Less than that, he's not an adult. So if she had relations with him while he was still a minor, so then she will not be liable. But if he was no longer a minor, i.e. he was 9 years old and one day or older, then she will be liable for that which she's done, and he will be exempt, assuming he is not an adult. Halacha Yud Dalet. Habala Zachar, Ohevi Zachar Alav, if a man has relations with another man, or another man has relations with him, depending on who is entering whom, as soon as the tip of the male organ is inserted into the other ones behind. So then they will both be stoned, assuming they are both adults. As the pasuk says, you shall not lie with a man, whether you are the one inserting your organ or whether the organ is inserted into you. If, however, one of the ones involved was merely a minor, he was 9 years old in one day, so then in that circumstance, the one who had inserted himself into him or had brought him onto him, so then that one will be stoned, but the child will be exempt. If the child was less than 9 years old in one day, in that circumstance, Shnei and Peturin, they will both be exempted. But Riley, based on the Hakos Hagadol Makas Mardas, the Visha Shachav im Zachar, Papapishu Pachos Mibentesha. And it's appropriate, the Rambam tells us, for the rabbinic court to administer lashes to the adult in such a scenario on a rabbinic level, because ultimately they have lain with another male, and therefore they deserve to be punished. Halacha Tezvav. Echad Abal Zachar, Abal Androgynous, Derech Zechruso, Chayev. Whether one has relations with a regular male, or with somebody who has both signs of gender, but using his male organ, in that case, one will be liable. The imbal of derech nekevuso, pater. If one had relations with this person with both signs of gender using their female genitalia, then they are not liable for having slept with a man. Vatumtum safeku. With regard to somebody who has neither clear sign of gender, so then that's a case of doubt. Lafikach habala tumtum, o androgynous derech nekevuso, makinos o makus mardus. Therefore, if somebody sleeps with such an individual who has neither clear side of gender, or if one sleeps with somebody with both sides of gender, as we just mentioned, using their female genitalia, in that circumstance, one should receive rabbinic lashes. Androgynous mutter lisa isha. With regards to a person who has both sides of gender, they are still, nonetheless, permitted to marry a regular woman. Halacha tez zayin. Habal behema o shehevi behema alav, shnei niskalin, shnei amar ubechol behema lo sitein shechavtecha, bein shiriva o heviya alav. When somebody sleeps with an animal, whether they've inserted themselves into the animal or they've caused the animal to insert itself into them, both of them are stoned, the human and the animal. As the pasuk says, do not lie with any animal, and that implies whether or not you've lain with the animal or you've caused it to lie with you. This is true with any type of creature, not specifically a domesticated animal, whether it's an undomesticated animal, whether it's a bird type of creature, nonetheless, they will still receive stoning. The pasuk also did not distinguish with an animal with regards to whether it's an adult or whether it's a quote-unquote minor. Shneimar's pasuk says, "B'chol behema afilu biyom leidasa, any animal, even on the day of its birth. Haba aleha bein kedarka bein shlo kedarka kevan shehera ba o shehera sabo chayev. This is true whether you've had relations with it in the frontal fashion or from the back. As soon as the tip of his organ or the animal's organ has been inserted, then they are liable." Halacha Yud Zayin. Katan ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, sheba al behema o avia alav, hines keles al yado, v'hu pater. When a child who's 9 years old in one day sleeps with an animal, or he causes the animal to have relations with him, in that circumstance, the animal will still be stoned, but the child is exempted. Haya ben teisha o pachos, ein so keles behema. If the human was less than 9 years old, dealing with a male, so then the animal will not be stoned. Similarly, with regards to a girl, when a girl who's 3 years old in one day, or older, has relations with an animal, any type, whether it was an adult, whether it was a child, once it has inserted the tip of its organ into her, whether in the frontal fashion or from the back, in that case, the animal will be stoned, but she, being a minor, is exempt. Vim haisa gedola, shnei niskalin. But if she is an adult, then they are both stoned. Vim haisa mibas shalosh shanim ulamata, eino behema niskalas. If she's less than 3 years old in one day, then in that circumstance, the animal will not be killed. It's not considered an act of relations. Halacha yudches. V'chena shochi vim behema bishkaga, v'isha sheviyas behema alea bishkaga, eino behema niskalas al yadan, v'aval pi shehen gedolim. Similarly, if one sleeps with an animal inadvertently, not realizing that this would be forbidden with the punishment that it is, or a woman who does so with an animal, in that circumstance, the animal will not be stoned because of this act, even though they're both adults. Kol ha'raos kulon shehaya echad gadol v'echad katan, ha'katan pater v'agadol chayev k'mo shebi'arnu. The Rambam now summarizes, with regard to all of these forbidden relationships that are classified as arayos, when one of them is an adult and one of them is a minor, so the minor is exempt and the adult is liable, as the Rambam has already explained. Echad er, v'echad yashin, hayashin pater. If one of them is awake and one of them is asleep, the one who is sleeping is not liable. Echad mezid v'echad shogeg. Hamezid chayev, hashogeg maybe karbon. If one of them had done so knowing the punishment and knowing that this was wrong, and the other had only done so inadvertently, the one who had done so knowingly will be liable to be punished with death or kares, respectively, and the one who had done so inadvertently will bring a karbon. Echad anas v'echad baraton. Anas pater k'mo shebaranu. If one had been forced and one of them had done so with will, in that circumstance as well, the one who had been forced is exempted, as has already been stated. Halacha yud tes. With regards to the witnesses who are witnessing the act of relations, they don't need to see the exact details of the relations to the point where they see the man inserting his organ, as one would put a little tube into a broader tube. Ella mishiyiru san dvukin ze imze kedera kolabualin hare helu neragin beriyozu. Rather, once they see them stuck together, as one would normally see in regards to relations, in that circumstance, they are already able to be killed with that sighting. Vein omrim shema lo hara. And we don't say maybe he hadn't actually inserted the tip of his organ, because we can safely assume that when they're in that position, indeed, the tip had been inserted. Halacha chaf. Misha helchsuk b'sh'er basar, danun bo al pi chazaka. Somebody who has an established presumption that they are related to this other individual, then we will act in accordance with that presumption. Even though we don't have any proof positive that they are relatives. And indeed, we'll administer lashes, or burn, or stone, or strangle in accordance with this presumption. Ketzad, that I'm now illustrate. Accordingly, if somebody had been presumed to be this woman's brother or father or son, and then he had relations with her in front of witnesses, in that circumstance he will receive lashes or be burned or stoned respectively, even though there's no clear proof that this was indeed his sister or his mother or his daughter. Rather, we only have this strong presumption. Umaisa beisha achas shebaz Yerushalayim v'tinok morkav la al ksefa v'gdilatu v'cheska shehubna uba aleha v'vi'u al beis din uskalua. In fact, the Rambam now tells us a story that there had once been a woman who had come to Yerushalayim, and she had a young child riding on her shoulder, and she raised him with everyone believing that this child was her son, and eventually that child had relations with her, and they brought her to beis din and they stoned her. A proof to this idea is that the Torah says explicitly that somebody who curses or hits their father shall be killed. How do we know with witnesses that this is indeed his father? After all, regarding the mother, we can know with witnesses that this woman had given birth to this child. But the father, there's no way to know with a clear proof that this person was the father. Rather, it must be that we follow the presumption that this was the father. Kach shar krovim b'chazaka. So too, with regards to all other relatives, we will act in accordance with the existing presumption that we have. Halacha chaf aleph. Ish v'isha shebo medinas hayam, hu omer zos ishti, v'hi omer zeh barli. If a man and woman come from some distant place, and he says, this is my wife, and she says, this is my husband. Im halchazaka b'ir shloshim yom, shehi ishto, hargan alav. If after 30 days, they've been established within the city as her being his wife, then if somebody has relations with her, the adulterer will be killed. However, if it's only within 30 days, then we will not have her be killed as having been a married woman. If a woman has been presumed in her neighborhood by her neighbors to be a menstruant, then if her husband sleeps with her at that stage, then he will receive lashes because we assume she is indeed a menstruant. Hamikana l'ishto v'nistra, uba id echad v'heyed sh'nitma, v'ya baila kohen, uba ala achar kach, ha'yizat loka ala misham zona. If a woman had been warned by her husband not to seclude herself with a particular man, and then she indeed secluded herself with that man, and then one witness came in and testified that she had had relations with him, and her husband was a kohen, and he had relations with her after that point, then the husband will receive lashes for that which she's done because of the fact that she is defined as a zona. Afal pish ikra ha'idus be'id echad kfar hochsuka b'zona. Even though the foundation of this testimony was with only one witness, nonetheless, In this case, she has been presumed to be a zona, halachically defined as such, a woman who would be considered a harlot on some level. So then he is going to be held accountable as if she for sure was, and he'll receive lashes. Halacha Gimel, the final halacha in Perek. Ha'av she'amar biti zu mekudeshes hi lezeh, aval pi shehu ne'man, v'tinase lo, imzinsa, einan niskeles alpiv, ad she'usham edim shenis arsa b'fnehem. If a father says, my daughter has been betrothed to this man, the father is believed generally, and she must marry him. However, if she commits adultery while supposedly betrothed to this man, she will not be stoned based off of her father's testimony unless there are real witnesses who can say that she had been betrothed in their presence. Similarly, if a woman says that she is betrothed, she will not be killed based off of her own admission until there are either witnesses or a strong presumption that she was indeed betrothed. Have a wonderful day.